This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with the President of Ghana, John Mahama, at Jubilee House in Accra last night. Both leaders discussed various ways to strengthen and deepen bilateral relations. Four MOUs were signed following the talks, including in the areas of cultural exchange and traditional music. In his joint press statement following the talks, Prime Minister Modi announced that they have decided to give India-Ghana partnership the form of a comprehensive partnership.
हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $3 billion पार कर चुका है. भारतीय कंपनियों ने लगभग 900 प्रोजेक्ट्स में लगभग $2 billion का निवेश किया. आज हमने आपसी व्यापार को अगले 5 वर्षों में दोगुना करने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया.
Mr. Modi was also conferred with Ghana's highest state honour in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership. Prime Minister arrived in Accra yesterday on a state visit to Ghana. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome by President Mahama, including a guard of honour and a 21-gun salute at the airport. In the second leg of his five-nation visit, the Prime Minister will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight. He will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations. This visit holds a historic significance as this year marks 180 years of the arrival of Indian immigrants to Trinidad and Tobago. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on the 21st of this month and continue till 21st of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the government's proposal to convene the monsoon session. Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebration, there will be no sittings on 13th and 14th of August. Social media accounts of several Pakistani actors and cricketers have been banned in India again. Sources said the accounts were briefly accessible for some hours due to technical reasons. In May this year, the government had blocked several Pakistani YouTube channels and social media accounts for spreading anti-India propaganda and provocative content. After an overnight halt, the search operation resumed this morning to neutralize the terrorists in a dense forested area in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. An encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the area last evening when police, the army and CRPF launched a search operation following specific information about the presence of terrorists. The official said the terrorists opened fire on noticing the security search parties, leading to a gunfight which continued till late night. There was no fresh exchange of fire in the morning. Hamas has said that it is conducting consultations on ceasefire proposals from international mediators aimed to end the ongoing conflict in the Gaza Strip. In a statement, the Palestinian militant group called the talks serious and said it is acting with a high sense of responsibility. Mediators are reportedly working to bridge gaps between the parties and lay the groundwork for renewed negotiations. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said that Israel had agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire and urged Hamas to accept the deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, making his first public remarks since Trump spoke, called for the elimination of Hamas. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. In Delhi, there is a forecast of very light to light rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning today. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened higher today amid positive global cues. Buying was seen in the IT, pharma and auto sectors in the early trade. The Sensex gained 312 points to trade at 83,722, while Nifty was up 93 points at 25,546 a short while ago. And in cricket, India will resume the play on day two of the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series against England this afternoon at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.